Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
How are you doing today? My name is Lillian and you're listening to Tech Untapped on Africa Tech Radio. And I told you that we started a series called What Does This Mean? Where I break down some complex tech issues so that you can better understand them. That's if you do not understand them already, okay? E-gates at airports. Nigeria is set to have e-gates at airports. I love traveling. I ain't gonna lie. Before I used to say that, I wish I could just close my eyes and see and appear at the other side of where I'm going to. But when I start flying, I like flying. I like it when the plane is about to take off and I feel the pressure. I cannot help but start laughing on the plane. You see that weary? What's wrong with this girl? Well, I don't know how else to act when I feel that pressure. I block my ears, but I feel like just laughing because it scares me a little bit and I like that fear, right? Not turbulence fear, but just the takeoff and the landing fear. But let me tell you what some people do not like about airports. The hustles at international airports sometimes is not funny. In Nigeria, a new initiative aims to streamline the arrival process while addressing a serious concern: harassment by immigration officers. So here's the story behind the installation of e-gates at Nigerian airports and what it means for travelers. So, like I said, the Nigerian federal government has begun installing e-gates or electronic gates at the international airports, right? These automated systems now allow passengers to clear immigration by scanning their passports and fingerprints. Now, this not only reduces waiting time, but also eliminates the need for lengthy interactions with immigration officers. A friend of mine came into Nigeria from the US the other day, and she was complaining about how she was extorted. Madam, now, drop money now, so I should find Oyibo, blah, 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 blah. Even when you're Nigerian, if you speak Nigerian language, they will still extort you. Do you know why? Because they do not pay, right? And this is really annoying. I have, there's a restaurant that I like getting food from. And like I can leave the island just to go get this food from this particular place. There was another restaurant close to them. And sometimes when I don't see what I'm looking for in restaurant A, I go to restaurant B. At restaurant B, there's this woman. There was a security guard there. Every time I pass, hey, what's up, man? Hey, Masai, you're not gonna do Christmas for me. I do not like that at all. Meanwhile, in restaurant A, I might just bring out something to give to the security guards there. They don't ask me, but I give them anyway. So I started avoiding restaurant B because I felt like I was harassed. Honestly, I didn't like it. It was so bad. I've seen it before, but in this place, restaurant B, it was so bad, I just wanted to avoid the place entirely. So I was avoiding the whole restaurant just because of one person. Then one day, I woke up to find out that restaurant A has hired this same security guard who continued that, hey, what's up? Now I don't want to go to restaurant A anymore. Do you know why I'm telling you this? Harassment at airports can deter people from entering said airports. I might say, I do not have time for this in this particular country and I want to go to somewhere else to have my fun. Yes, it happens. Anyway, one of the key reasons behind this initiative is to tackle this thing I'm talking about right now, the issue of harassment faced by some travelers in the hands of immigration officers. And this incident can involve delays, unnecessary questioning, or even demands for bribes. So when you minimize human interaction, e-gates offer a more standardized and hopefully less stressful experience. But there's a key question here. How does it work? Star by day for you, I think I should say star girl, because I'm female. Well, this e-gate, like I said, is also known as Automated Border Control, ABC. So if they call you on the road and say, hey, I have a box for you, hey, what is e-gates also known as? Hey, you say, hey, it's known as Automated Border Control, ABC system. Anyway, they use a combination of biometric data and travel documents to verify a passenger's identity and grant them permission to enter a country. Now, this is how it works. First of all, you have to ensure that you have a valid biometric passport. This type of passport has a chip embedded in it that stores your biometric information. Not all countries require biometric passports for e-gates, so check the regulations of your destination before. My Nigerian passport has it and I'm proud of it. I remember the time I was surprised I had it, but yeah, story for another day. Have your boarding pass ready, either printed or displayed on your mobile device. Some e-gates might require scanning and boarding pass for confirmation. Then approach the e-gate. Locate the e-gate lane designed for your nationality or your passport type. There might be separate lanes for citizens, residents, and visitors. Then place your passport on the designated reader at the e-gate. The chip in your passport will be scanned and your information will be extracted. Then you look directly into the camera positioned at the e-gate. The facial recognition technology will compare your live image to the photo stored in your passport chip. And in some cases, you might be prompted to remove glasses or headwear for a clearer image. Or maybe they will tell you to remove your eyelashes because it's covering your entire eyes. Just maybe. Some e-gates might require a fingerprint scan for additional verification. So place your finger on the designated scanner according to the on-screen instruction. If everything matches, the e-gate doors will open to allow you to proceed. And in some cases, you might receive a printed receipt confirming your entry. If there is a mismatch or if your passport requires further inspection by an immigration officer, the e-gate will display instructions and the doors will remain closed. An assistant button might be available to connect you to a nearby immigration officer. Now, there's some benefits of this e-gate. I've mentioned one before because, come on, I don't like harassment. It will reduce waiting times at immigration, vet to judge non-manned booths. And, you know, it adds an extra layer of security to the border control process. And for eligible passengers, e-gates offer a quick and self-serving option. But some people are saying that it's going to cause a lot of people to lose their jobs, which, to be very honest, almost everything causes people to lose their jobs these days. But there's some things to keep in mind. E-gates are not available at all airports or for all nationalities. Although this is uncommon, but technical malfunctions can occur. People without biometric passports, those requiring visas or needing further immigration checks won't be able to use the e-gates. However, it is important to note that e-gates are not complete. I also have to say this, e-gates are not a complete solution, okay? Things can happen. But is it the future of travel? Absolutely, because e-gates are becoming increasingly common around the world. This technology, coupled with continued efforts to combat corruption and improve training for immigration officials, can lead to a more efficient and less stressful experience for travelers everywhere. If Nigeria can pull this off, it will be a step in the right direction. And that is what it needs to have an e-gate in airports. My name is Lillian and you'll be listening to Tech Untapped on Africa Tech Radio. Stay tuned for more of our content on all platforms. Africa Tech Radio, and follow us on Instagram at @ATechRadio.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.